Appearing in a rally in Clermont County yesterday, Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan blamed President Obama for the nation's debt.
It's gone from bad to worse. Look, there's no two ways about it. President Obama inherited a tough situation, but he didn't make things better.
Ryan was introduced at the campaign event by Ohio Governor John Kasich, who called the congressman the Paul Revere of the next generation.
The whole watchword for Paul Ryan is growth and prosperity. Control our debt, make the programs work better, set the entrepreneurs free, don't overregulate them, don't beat them down, and the ingenuity and innovation of the American people will shine forth, and America will reclaim its greatness.
Vice President Joe Biden campaigned yesterday at Wright State University in Dayton. The vice president paid tribute to the members of the U.S. diplomatic corps killed in an attack on Libya. He also discussed jobs in the economy. Biden emphasized the need to build an economy generating wealth from the middle out rather than from the top down. And he gave a long list of things he says the Obama administration could deliver in a second term.
100,000 new science and math teachers in the next 10 years. 2 million workers learning new skills for a new economy at their community colleges. 1 million new manufacturing jobs. Cut oil imports by half by 2020. Invest in clean, renewable energy, solar and wind. Create tens of thousands of new jobs that way. Safely develop the natural gas supply, supporting 600,000 new jobs by the end of the decade. Real and fair enforcement of our trade laws. Level the playing field.
President Obama is scheduled to campaign in Columbus and Cincinnati on Monday. His Republican opponent, Mitt Romney, is scheduled to campaign tomorrow afternoon at Lake Erie College in Painesville.